At the bottom of all of our local stories, readers now have the option of submitting feedback. Here's what Beta Day readers had to say about what was making news over the last week. August 19th, mail-in voting coming to calendar? This will not end well. Mail-in voting is a magnet for fraud. Just look at the circus that was the 2020 U.S. election. Millions of unsolicited mail-in ballots sent to names on voter rolls that hadn't been properly maintained in well over a decade. Any outcome to an election conducted in this manner will be angrily contested by the losing side, and with good reason. Bob L. August 18th. Toronto's homeless are moving north, some to Barrie. Well, I know for sure that social workers in Toronto and welfare did indeed give many people a bus ticket and said go to North Bay, they will house you. We have no housing for people who lived here, some their whole life, and our mental health system is overworked. A very reliable source told me this. The new homeless people here are telling many people this fact. Cheryl M. Locals pushing for papal apology over residential school tragedy, thank you Justice Vallon. You truly have given me hope in the road to reconciliation. I too being Catholic feel so ashamed and believe rightly that Pope Francis should come to Canada. As for the cost, well the coffers of the Catholic Church became full on the back of all Canadians and surely to God they can afford the cost of a plane ticket and a hotel stay. Let him come as a pauper like the rest of us, let him humble himself so that all can see. Thank you Justice Vallon, it's the right thing to do. Jocelyn S., moving on is something the Indigenous needs to do as the Jews, Blacks and many other races have done over the cruelty they have seen, went through and still are. These massive graves was a horrible find. Many found their answers and honoring these children by the communities and the Indigenous people would be something they would want. A lot of changes in the past 50 to 100 years and yes back and forth hatred are barriers that needs to be broken over and over. Will there ever be peace between all races, religions, nationalities? Maybe in generations to come. It's how we behave, speak with and to others, raise our children that will tell. What I have seen, heard in many is shameful as they blame others for their failures. JP August 17th. Locals who served in Afghanistan react to Taliban takeover. My heart and prayers are with those desperate people and times in Afghanistan. Leona D. August 16th. Opinion. Saying, I am not homophobic, doesn't mean your comment isn't, with all due respect to the author. While I'm sure that there were some comments that were homophobic, it is disingenuous to paint all the comments as being so. Pretending that someone thinking that pride isn't worthy of the grant compared to other causes is somehow homophobic is complete nonsense. People are allowed to have funding priorities that don't align with the author's. Funding for the Pride Committee may be important to the members of that committee or members of that community, but it serves little purpose for those who aren't doing in it, which is the majority of our community as a whole. Directing funding to efforts that serve a larger part of the community or that are more pressing isn't homophobic. That funding still benefits the LGBTQ community as much as everyone else. OBID is therefore a more equitable use of the funds and provides better value. James D., you did well until your comments about the homeless. Wanting money to go to the homeless is not racist, homophobic, or discriminatory. There are white, black, native, LGBTQ+, and immigrant people who are homeless. I can honestly say I have tried to help out the homeless by supporting the gathering place, stopped and talked to a homeless person as I gave money and seeing one outside a Timmy's I purchased 6 donuts to give to him and when the clerk found out about my pan they up it to a dozen. I did not step over anyone as I came home to write this comment. When commenting you will support North Bay Pride better by stating facts instead of accusations. Positive dialogue not stones will make us all better. RW Opinion. Dave Dale. Politicians weave a tangled web. There could be some good come out of the election. The Liberals might lose power and Trudeau might do the honorable thing and step down as leader of the Grits. Unfortunately, Trudeau and honor don't go hand in hand. In this riding Rota may have opposition as people have tired of his soft-spoken narrative about how great we Liberal are, he is a speaker. Trahan may surprise the Liberals. He is not only a long-time police officer but also a long-serving volunteer firefighter. One thing that came out of the pandemic is that people love their first responders. In the last election Mark King stepped down from council to run, People's Party, and came 5th on the ballot. Robertson will probably do better, can't do any worst, but as the NDP candidate he will be lucky to take the third spot. In the end, we can expect a minority government and there will be little or no improvement no matter who forms the next government. A different party in power will give us a whole new set of scandals to take our minds off the fourth wave. RW August 15. Tiny homes not likely to see the light of day in South River, no vision, no forward vision, stuck in conformity, same old. How back-quote-s that working for you? There is definitely a need and a market for tiny homes. Perhaps people who enjoy a good standard of living are not the best ones to say what is best for others. Spend 7 minutes and check this video out about the value of tiny homes in a community. Read the comments also. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=gfk3f28u7gq. 50 homes on 5 acres. 250 square per foot. Each. Be great housing for students, seniors, homeless, veterans, starter home, newcomer housing, etc. The revenue from 50 plus people supports to local economy. I backquote am sure many local cities and towns could budget a pilot project if the will is there. When you consider the government often gives builders around $250,000 to build extra units for low-income housing, the 30 kelvins or so it would cost to put these units up sounds like a bargain. There is more than one reality these days. Time for some lateral thinking. David R. I think this story demonstrates how short-sighted municipalities are towards tiny homes. First of all, we are always changing the building codes and it could easily be adjusted to encompass tiny homes and make living so much more affordable for the working poor on minimum wage. Fourplexes are worse as there is no pride of ownership in them. Tiny homes means you own it and will take care of it, and gives you a stake in your surroundings and community. Taxes can reflect this also. The townships would win with tiny homes. Seems Calgary didn't have a problem putting up tiny homes for veterans. They found a way. Think about it, South River. You are making a big mistake. Jocelyn S. August 14. August 13. Kraft educating himself in the NCAA. There was a time when I wanted to play in the OL. Growing up in North Bay with the battalion right in our backyard, it was definitely the path I wanted to take, but school has always been a big thing for me. Being able to go to school and get a degree and play a high level of college hockey, have the opportunity to continue to grow as a player, hopefully I get to that next level after my career here. This is a statement from a well-brought-up, well-coached athlete that has a guaranteed future. CM dog attack victim still traumatized and devastated by the assault. Family feels abandoned by local agencies, at the very least, it is to be hoped that all the crew members on this ship are coordinated somehow. It's hard to understand, from a distance, how a dog running loose, attacking a much smaller dog on a lead to the extent that the little thing had to be put down, and attacking the person walking the little creature, doesn't lead to charges. Thanks to Beta Day for keeping us posted on this. There is enough horror in our day-to-day lives right now. This one looks resolvable, quickly. SV, there is a by-law with $5,000 fine for cats not being on a leash. My daughter's Jack Russell was gored by a shepherd in a park. There was a dog hunt to have the animal put down. Same thing if a dog bites a child. Nothing is being done about this situation? That is criminal and shameful on NB authorities. That dog needs to be put down and the handler charged. NJ.